Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. Got a good one for you today. This is I Allegedly. And we are at the end of the bubble, guys. It's just about to go kablooey and burst in a big, big way. There's a lot to cover. And please comment on the video, share the video, let me know your thoughts on everything. Dr. Gundry is a sponsor today. He's got a new product he's going to share with you. And let's get right into it, guys. I love predictions about the economy that we are living through right now, that we all know exactly how bad it is because we live this on a daily basis. And you've got everybody giving us different percentages. And Jan Hatzius, who is from Goldman Sachs, he says we basically have a 25% chance of a recession right now, which I get a kick out of because I don't know what you call this, what we've been going through the last year and a half. Now, you can sit there and tell me how great everything's been and how there hasn't been any economic downturn. I have people that write and tell me that all the time, and they're kidding themselves. Now, please understand this. Audience is filled with a myriad of people from different walks of life. And some people are retired. Some people have tons of money. I had a Boeing executive write me a little over a week ago, furious that I commented on the space landing, you know, debacle at the space station, excuse me. And so you get people that are broke, people that are incredibly wealthy on both ends of the spectrum. And Jan Hatzius steps forward from Goldman, and he's sitting there talking about how, you know, there's this 25% chance. This is depressionary. I think it's going to be 25% chance that we won't go into a full-blown depression right now. Now, the one thing that he is making the prediction of is that we're not going to have the economy take a turn so bad that they're going to cut interest rates. If they cut interest rates and do it out of the blue, the only reason they ever do that is because of a huge problem. And I'm going to make a separate video on this later on in the week. But when you look at things like 9/11 happens, they cut interest rates. You've got the stock market collapse of, dot-com bubble. They cut interest rates. COVID happens. They cut interest rates. Things like that that make things serious. Like, wow, we're in for it to where we're going to cut rates a half a point overnight and not think anything about it. So we're not at that point right now. If we are, there's a huge problem. Michael Hartnett from Bank of America. And again, there's a bunch of articles below that support everything I'm about to say. Michael Hartnett says, listen, sell your stocks if they cut interest rates at a non-scheduled meeting, because that's the end. So I love that because, guys, you have to accept the fact that things are either good or they're bad right now. Okay, what is it? What is it? Can't be, it's okay, it's kind of good. No, it's not. It's a real problem with business right now. A real, real problem. And Michael Hartnett, who is basically a very conservative guy, and if you follow this channel for, let's say, a year or two, you've heard me talk about this guy and bring him up. I don't care if you hate Bank of America or like Bank of America. He's the analyst talking about how bad things are and that if they do this, sell. Do a Cramer. Now, here's the thing. I am an HP guy. I love my HP computers. I'm not a Microsoft guy. I've got my iPhones, I've got my iPads, all that stuff. But as far as the home computers and my laptop, I love my HP. There are people that feel the exact same way about Dell computers. And Michael Dell, what a great story. This guy started in his dorm, making computers and then selling it and turning it into a business and becoming a billionaire from that. And again, that's an American success story, you know, in itself. Here's the thing. That guy went public. Do you know when was it that he took the company private and bought all the shares and took it private? It's hard to believe it was 2013, but I did a timeline for you also on Dell, and you can read all about that. This is the canals at Naples in Long Beach, California. And they've got all these houses built on these, on the canals. It's just a cool area. Kids enjoying summer, kids jumping off the balcony. doing what they're not supposed to be doing. And again, it's not my son, so you know what I mean? So, but Dell Computer, they got a problem. They're laying off 10% of their staff across the board. Second set of layoffs for 12,500 employees. That is huge, guys. That's huge. They're going to do an emphasis on AI. I'm telling you guys, I have met so many people over the course of the last 2 months that are doing so many different things and have an AI involved in it. And social media company I'm working with, AI. Gonna have AI as a part of it. It's going to be a huge part, but soon you're gonna buy a computer that's gonna have AI built right into it, and you won't have to go to ChatGPT or one of the other sites. It's kind of cool. But what do you think? What do you think about all these companies going out of business? Rite Aid going out of business. Buca di Beppo. I love all the stories. It's a beloved Italian restaurant going out of business. No, it was a chain dump, guys. I never liked the place. I thought it was horrible. So all these great stories about this, you know. Once again, the Fed cuts rates. I'm going to give you some examples later on. J.P. Morgan, you know, has a big problem with the feds where they're probing different Zelle scams. I had somebody come out and do work at the house. And, hey, listen, we don't take credit cards anymore. Hope that this isn't a problem. Right before the guy started working, he said this. I'm like, what do you take? Take cash only? No, we do Zelle, too. So they will take Zelle, but we're an authorized Zelle member, so you can pay us through that. That's to avoid the credit card charges. They don't have chargebacks. When you pay somebody with this, if the guy does work, you're never going to be able to get that money back. If they're dispute or you're not happy with it, that's on you. You're never going to be able to dispute anything with a Zelle transaction. So Airbnb, I've made it clear how much I hate those guys. I think it's ridiculous, okay? You can sit there and you can go out and Airbnb a property and you're paying too much right now for it. People are having weird experiences where you guys have written me, okay? And you guys got to tell me if I can share stories or not and use your name. But I had multiple people write me where they thought they were renting the entire house and they get there and somebody's living in the house while they're there. So you got your kids and you got your wife in her bathing suit and, you know, you're hanging out and then you got Pierre hanging out with you. So there's that. And the cleaning deposits, big problem where people sit there and clean stuff. The people that have had people show up that live there, eat their food and things like that. So that doesn't happen when I get a hotel room, you know? So I get a kick out of that. But Airbnb sales are down and they're going to adjust and say that people on average, think about this. You know, when people book a stay, let's say it's normally, you know, 3.5 days, they're getting days cut back to where it's almost 2 days less right now than it was before, but the economy is good. This is the bubble bursting right around us. That's what this is. So get ready, guys. Get ready, because you're foolish if you don't think that this is getting worse right now, because it is. You know, David Solomon, the CEO of Goldman Sachs, he's above Jan Hatzius. He says there's not going to be an emergency rate cut. The economy is not in that situation yet. Now, if we have a war that starts or something like that, it could be a totally different story. One thing that I absolutely get a kick out of lately is that, you know, the filming of this video, you have places like Egypt that says, hey, please don't fly over Egypt between the hours of 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. For your safety. What do you know, guys? And I'm not meaning to laugh at this, but it's just like, well, honey, where are we flying to? Where? What countries do you ever go over? When you fly internationally, do you ever think about that? Like, what route does the plane take? One thing I like to do is flight aware and show people that you can, you know, follow the plane. I hate being late for people. Meet me at the airport when I pick them up. Can't stand it when people are like, oh, you landed? Okay, I'll leave the house now. LAX is 45 minutes from your house without traffic. So I guess I'll see you in 3 hours, you know? So don't fly over Egypt right now, if you know what I mean. So you get the gist of it. But let me know what you think about this stuff so far. And do you think that we're going to have a problem? Because the one thing that everybody's looking at, especially real estate right now, is you have the collapse of the real estate market that is about to happen. Now, my foreclosure buddies, okay, had dinner with one guy last night. We wanted to invite the other guy. Jay couldn't make it, so Jay's like, oh, I've been wanting to talk to you. I have some crazy stuff to tell you. Jay is posting large apartment buildings. Huh. Wait, you mean there's people that own apartment buildings that are not making their payments? Yeah. Yeah. Could you imagine you rent an apartment? There's 60 units. And the landlord is not making the mortgage payment. And they're going to sale right now. Posting it. This is done. It's going to happen. Unless he pulls himself out of it. But you're making your rent payment. If you want to piss someone off and you rent a house, what's the status of your mortgage? It's a good question right now, but it will infuriate people when you ask that question right now. So he is seen on these apartment buildings, he's seen on buildings that he posts that are sixplexes, fourplexes in the Los Angeles area, Santa Monica area especially, where you have places for rent, rooms for rent, where you've got people that we don't know if they're squatters, we don't know what their status is there, but they're renting out rooms right now. So you too can get kicked out too. So that's one thing that real estate experts have talked to time and again with me, that if you have free rent offered or you see rooms for rent in large buildings, that's one good sign that there is a real problem with the economy. What do you think about that? So let me know. But we're in for something totally different right now, guys. We have not seen in our lifetimes. And you can sit there and tell me how great the real estate market is, but you'd be one of the only people to feel that that's the way. And do you think that it's the end of the bubble? Let me know. Let us all know. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Gundry. Dr. Gundry today is talking about the protein drinks that we have. There are so many out there. And, you know, everybody wants to go to a plant-based alternative. And just because it comes from a plant doesn't mean it's good for you. Our bodies are over 20% protein, and people are going to oat milk, which is basically gluten. It's basically, you know, think about this. They feed horses oats to make them fat. Almond milk is just ground up almonds, and it's got different lectins in it and different things that are not good for everybody. But he's got a protein that you need to take a look at. If you go to getenergyone.com/Dan, use the link below, he will show you what type of protein is healthy for you. You know, we all need this, we all need energy, we all need to lose weight, lose belly fat. Take a look at what Dr. Gundry is sharing today. But again, we need the right type of protein. Go to getenergyone.com/Dan, check it out today. Now, a few more things. Earlier, I talked about Boeing a little bit. Their Starliner, that's the spacecraft that is docked with the space station right now. These astronauts were supposed to be up there for a total of 8 days. They have been up there for over 60 now, 60 days. Butch and Sunny, the astronauts, this is terrible. They may not be able to get home on their own accord. They may have to have another spacecraft fly up there and make it so they can be picked up to get home. That's wild, guys, when you think about that. Now, once again, I had somebody that worked at Boeing. How dare you trash the company? It's terrible. This is the greatest company in the world. I'm sure it is, okay? You know, lately they've had some bad press. This is going to be the worst press. If these two people get vaporized and die up there, it's going to be the worst thing ever, 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 ever for Boeing. It'll be worse than the doors falling off the planes. But again, how dare you slam a company I worked for 28 years or whatever, okay? A couple people wrote me this stuff. But problems. I love gold and silver. You're going to see gold stay as a hedge against inflation. People have written, and there's a great story here about why, when the stock market went down, why did gold go down and why did silver go down? Okay, nothing goes up straight, guys. Nothing at all. So you're going to see this, you know, take its toll. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. But again, look at the stock market, guys. You think we're out of the woods? You're kidding yourself right now. Okay? Stock market yesterday, I loved it. Almost a 750-point swing in a day. Hello. Okay? That's normal, right? It's normal. Everything's good, guys. Robert Kiyosaki. Either you love that guy or you hate that guy. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him because one thing he talks about. Now, again, the get rich shenanigans and you need to be wealthy. It's not like Grant Cardone where if you make 400 grand, you're a peasant, you know, and you should be ashamed of yourself. But Robert Kiyosaki's given some solid advice through the years. Right now, he thinks that California, where I'm walking around right now, could go bankrupt because of all the social programs and everything that they've done and their deficit. You know, California brags itself to be the fifth largest economy, but I don't think they are. That's what he was saying. And, you know, the problem with it is that it's the debt. Doesn't matter if you're a state, if you are an individual, you're a company, you're a family. If you have too much debt and you're servicing the debt, there are hiccups that happen in life. I know someone who, you know, is a firefighter, and the guy was making a lot of good money and then got injured, hurt his knee, can't work like he did before. Oops, there's no overtime right now. Just get your salary and that's it. Do you know what I mean? Nobody plans to have a problem. California is not preparing for this. Let's put it that way. So there's that. Lots of cool stuff happening. So there's more to cover. Let me know what you think so far. A few things to finish this video up with. And the first one is Nissan. Nissan's hybrid problem, not their all-electric problem, but their hybrid problem is that people can't afford the cars right now because they're too expensive. They had their profit drop 98%, which we're going to hear that word talked about a few times right now. 98% profit drop. That is wild. Once again, do you really need a new car? Do you really need a $100,000 truck? Is that the cool way to go? I'm telling you, I had someone talk to me about Bentleys, and this is crazy, but you can buy a used Bentley for $30,000, car that originally sold for $300,000. Not that I'm going to go out and buy a Bentley anytime soon, but that is insane, guys. The depreciation on certain vehicles, and you can look it up. What vehicles depreciate the most? And you start to look at these cars, and you're like, I really like that car. You can't buy a car that's 2 years old. Not everybody drives like I do. Not everybody drives, you know, 40 and 50,000 miles a year. Next thing is CVS. We talk a lot about Rite Aid. Well, CVS is having problems because, once again, it's the incidentals. Yes, you get your prescriptions at CVS, but what you're doing is you're leaving CVS and not buying anything. Not walking down the aisles, not walking down the seasonal deals, and they're going to take a $2 billion profit loss. $2 buckaroos. Man, that is wild when you think about that. The number that blew me away was how many restaurants in California raised their prices after April 1st. The percentage, 98%. 98% raised their prices after April 1st because of the labor problem. And I've talked to restaurants. Yeah, everybody wants more money. But again, how much do you charge for a taco? Seriously, okay? Well, tacos are now $14. I went to a Taco Tuesday this week, and there was a line of people, line of cars. I'm like, what's the, yeah, we're not going to raise our prices. Marino's did this in Orange, California, you know, where you can get a taco for $3.50, a nice big fat one, and everybody's lined up to get them, take them home. So there's that. Yum Brands that owns, Taco Bell's doing good, but KFC is not doing good, okay? So as far as the profits on that, and there'll be stories below on that stuff. What's the company that's actually lowering the prices in the fast food space? Oh my God, the beautiful, fantastic White Castle. Have you ever eaten sliders and just been so happy? I have. They're just so bad for you. And you can't eat those. Their onion things are gross because they have too much grease on them, and they're Little tater tot things are disgusting too, but they're sliders with the cheese. Hello. You can eat 40 of those. Anyways, they lowered the price of sliders. So if you're ever in Vegas, that's the closest one to us in California. You can go to the three that are located there. But not that I would know that. Anyways, let me know what you think about all this stuff. Do you think that this is going to be an inevitable problem with everything? Because this everything bubble that doesn't exist, the problems that don't exist, you think it's going to collapse? Let me know. Email me. hello@iallegedly.com is the email address. Join the email list because we have one going out this week. And a bunch of cool announcements to make. And I will see you guys very soon. Onward and upward. Reach out anytime.